Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Nathella Arrington, and I'm calling about a charge that's on my account of $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. All right, what's your zip code?
74104.
All right, what was your first and last name?
Nathella Arrington.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
2316 East 4th Place, Tulsa.
Thank you. All right. So I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to try to win a mixer through a contest entry?
Yes, but that was canceled. I called and that was canceled.
All right. When did you cancel this out? Because it's showing this account is still active.
Well, it shouldn't be.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not seeing any cancellation on here. When did you call in?
Let me try and remember here. The day after.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure what happened, but yeah, the account is not canceled. There are nothing showing. It's just like you're just calling in today. But I mean, I can help you with that if you want to do it.
No. Well, I think you need to cancel it because it was canceled. Mm-hmm. Somebody dropped the ball somewhere, and it was canceled.
All right. Did you get a cancellation number? Did you receive an email?
Hold on, let me check my emails here.
Okay.
What's the date on this so I know how far back I'm going? Because there was nothing on there stating that there was a charge for anything other than the $2. So where'd the other charge come from? The $2 shipping. That was okay. The only thing that was on the...
Yeah, we didn't charge
that's
you anything for
that's,
shipping.
That's why I canceled it, because... There was only supposed to have been $2 shipping.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what was shown on the advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And I canceled it due to fraud because it had nothing to do, the $2 had nothing to do with what you all advertised only $2 charge for shipping. The mixer cost $2. That's what it stated.
Okay, the mixer is an entry to win through a contest, and we don't charge you anything for shipping.
Well, that's what it said. And let me see if I can get back to the email here. That's the only reason I did it. What's lifestyle anyway? See, it said the advertisement said nothing about lifestyle.
Where are you getting that from?
Beg your pardon?
You said something about a lifestyle. Where are you getting that from?
Well, that's what's on my checking account.
Okay, for
it
the
says
charge.
It says lifestyle adjustment check card, and this phone number that I just dialed, New Mexico. I guess that's NM, New Mexico, zip
mm-hmm.
code 020693. I guess that's zip code. Not sure. Transaction date, April 22nd. Amount, $59.89. Post date, April 26th. Debited from my account. Lifestyle adjustment check card. What is that?
All right, so the charge is for the Bytub meal planning app subscription. It's just showing under that name, lifestyle. So basically, it's an app that focuses on how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. That's what that charge is for. It's for an app.
Okay, well, that advertisement for that mixer had nothing to do with a lifestyle, whatever this is on here.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
Beg your pardon?
Would you like to try the app out at $20 a month?
Why would I try it out for $20 a month? I don't even know what it is.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me get this canceled.
Your advertisement did not state anything about lifestyle. So why would I try something out for $20 a month? You all took $59.89 out of my account. I want to know why. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting this canceled. I just told you it was for the Bytub meal planning app subscription. It's an app that you download on your phone. That's what the charge
okay.
is for.
Okay. And what I'm telling you is that was not what the advertisement was for.
And I understand that.
Okay, so
this is listed under terms and conditions.
Where did this charge come from when you're advertising one thing
mm-hmm.
and then you take something out of my account for something totally different?
You have to read what's called terms and conditions, and that's where it gives you this information.
Well, I consider that fraud. I'd like to have your name.
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
L-A-K-E-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a last name?
It's Smith, S-M-I-T-H. I'm sorry.
Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a manager?
Not at the moment.
Or person that's over this company?
You can call back within an hour. They're in a meeting.
And can I get an address?
No, ma'am. I'm not sure what the address would be. Where did you sign up for this at?
You work for a company and have no address?
No, ma'am. We work for about 5 to 1,000 different companies online. So wherever you receive the ad at, you would need to refer back to that.
Okay, so a manager's name, because
you'll have to wait until you call back in, ma'am, and then they will transfer you to one.
Don't be rude. I'm not being rude with you, so don't cut me off on me talking.
I'm not. You said you want a manager's name. I said whenever you call back in, they transfer you to one. I'm not sure who you'll be speaking with.
I was not finished talking, and you cut me off.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
So I considered that rude. Okay, now, I know that you all have a mailing address or a post office box of some sort. Now, this number that I dialed, is it a direct number to someone that I will be able to talk to other than yourself? Because when I call back, I will have an attorney on the line with me. And I'm not joking, so don't think I'm just kidding around.
Okay, and I said when you call back, they will transfer you to someone and you can get that information to them.
Now, why?
Would you like to write down your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I've been ready.
All right, it's C as in Charlie. All right, your number is going to be 920. 635-167.
C as in Charlie, 920-635-165. Is that correct?
It's 167.
167.
Correct.
I'm still looking for this email, so please hold on. I have definite issues with people advertising one thing, and then when you look at your checking account, you find something totally different. And then when you call the number, you get a totally different explanation. This was for April, according to the check, the 2nd. Okay, here's what this invoice number is for. Darn it. Way too many. I do have a $2 amount on my checking statement for shipping. $2 debited from my account for shipping. For a mixer that was shown in red. Picture of the mixer was in red, and my checking account shows $2 debited. For shipping charges. Wonder who got that $2.
We didn't charge you $2, ma'am.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's on my checking account.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure who got it because we didn't charge it to you.
In April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
in
I'm
April.
Not sure.
On the same date. in April, $2. Well, I tell you what. I've got the cancellation number. I've got your name, this phone number, and lifestyle again is what? What is this lifestyle? Explain that again.
It's just the name it's showing on it. This is for the Bites Hub meal planning app subscription. That's what you're being billed for.
Slow down. Slow down. For what again?
And this is for the Bites Hub meal planning app.
Meal planning app.
Yes, that's what you're being billed for. Don't pay what's showing on your bill. That's just the name.
Is there another number for this company? Is this the name of this company or just the app itself?
No, this what you're calling it for, yeah, this is for the app, the meal planning app.
So the company has no number, no name, no legal name.
I'm not
name.
Sure. This is we just handle the billing for different companies online. Like I said, you have to go back to however you signed up. Like, who did the company come to? Was it like Walmart or Sam's or how did you
Walmart.
Sign up? Walmart. Oh, okay.
It
yes.
was through Walmart.
Yes.
It had a sign. It had a sign of Walmart on the picture with a red mixer. Soon to expire. $2 shipping. Said nothing of no lifestyle, no nothing. So you can, I hope you can understand my dilemma here.
Yeah,
so,
give me just one. Yes, ma'am.
Let
me check and see if one of my managers is in. Give me just one second, okay? Yes, thank you for waiting for me. So I did go ahead and speak with one of my managers. They did tell me just to go ahead and refund that charge, and we'll just, whenever we get time, because we're extremely busy, and we'll just have to look into your account whenever we get time.
Now, say what? You're going kind of fast.
I know. I talk fast. I can't help it. I said we're
just
going to go ahead
that's,
and
that's
refund
why
the charge
I
for
want
you.
I you to repeat.
No, you're fine. I have no issue with that. I said we're just going to refund the charge for you as a one-time courtesy, and then whenever we get time, we'll look into the account for you.
And a refund, what amount is that?
The $59.89, ma'am.
I'm just, hey, I got to verify, because. No. I'm one about clarity.
Yes, ma'am. Just give it 3 to 5 business days, and if you don't see it, call us back.
And that would be the same number?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I will be watching for it.
You're definitely welcome.
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
Customer support.